It must be done this way. Things are getting better all the time.
Couldn't get much worse.
I'm being reminded at every moment, at every juncture, that things are always getting better, and you should never be pessimistic and complain, but you should rejoice in all things wonderful.
X-Ray Cincinnati is proud to underwrite the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. X-Ray Cincinnati is the premier alternative monthly that gives local people a voice in print. The magazine covers art, culture, and emerging artists, as well as the complete WAIF program schedule.
Ooh, each
month, X-Ray Cincinnati reaches 15 to 20,000 readers. It can be found in over 250 locations in the Natty and Northern KY. If y'all want a voice in print, X-Ray Cincinnati gives it to you. Feel free to submit a piece of your own to them online and or read their issue archives. That address, www.goxray.com. I said goxray.com. And Chris, I'm thrilled to death tonight. I'm absolutely just tickled pink, man.
I'm more than tickled pink. I'm tripping out, man.
Because here in just a few moments, we'll be graced with troubadour, entrepreneur, bon vivant,
father of Zoo Baby,
gadfly, man about town, Maurice Mate.
Did I mention that he's the father of a Zoo Baby?
Maurice Mate is the father of a Zoo Baby.
His little baby was a Zoo Baby.
We will talk to him about his Zoo Baby and his new record called Ring of Smoke.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk to Maurice about all that and more. And...
Hold on a minute before you say and. Let me just go ahead right now and confess. It's time for a confessional.
Go ahead. It's good for your soul.
Rob and I, but mostly me because it was my idea, we're selling out.
Yeah?
We're selling out like the media whores we are. Mm. We're jumping on the cicada bandwagon
tonight. We're selling out. Is anybody buying?
I think everybody's going
to
buy.
It's good to see the
so
Cajun people
lovable.
Are glade in the studio. We've got a window here where we can see into the other studio, and I don't know what the Cajun people were doing in there, but they feel the necessity to glade the place before they evacuate because they know Maurice is a high-class individual, and he don't cotton to no stink.
Some of that spray deodorant?
Blueberry.
It's some of that. I stink.
I just found it.
It smells like the head of a crawfish. So we're jumping on the cicada media frenzy, and tonight Rob and I are proud, not just proud, but we're thrilled as peaches and punch to bring you a real live entomologist.
And not one of these local Cincinnati corn-fed hick bucktooth entomologists.
No, this guy don't teach at the College of Mount St. Joseph.
No, this is a real entomologist from New York City, which from what I understand, there's no bugs because of the pollution. But they bring in bugs just so this guy can look at them. He's that smart and knows that much about bugs.
They do have bugs the size of subway cars, and they live way underground with the underground people.
His name is Dr. Kurt Pickett, and we'll get to him in a little bit later on in the Chris and Rob show on WAIF. He is an entomologist, and he knows about the cicadas. Yeah. He also knows about wasps.
He's a wasp expert.
He knows about Brie.
He knows about white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
He knows about golf and tennis. He knows all about wasps. He knows about getting SUVs and soccer moms.
Land Rovers.
Wasp expert.
Yeah, he doesn't know much about Catholicism, but he knows plenty about white Anglo-Saxon. You know what I'm saying. That's not very funny, is it? Bumblebees, he knows about bumblebees.
I bet the first 80,000 times he heard it, he laughed. Yeah. He probably laughed a lot.
But now he's in this backwater burb called Cincinnati. He's like, oh, here come a couple of redneck talk show hosts again.
We got the bugs. We have the bugs. And Dr. Kurt Pickett can tell you what kind of bug you got.
So would you say that we are selling out to the cicada media frenzy?
I just hope somebody buys.
Yeah.
We're selling out. Is anybody buying?
All right, well, let's get this ruckus started off with a track from the new compact disc by Maurice Mate. It rhymes with pate, is the Cajun way of saying parte.
Parte! I'm happy at the pig love of the corn.
Here's the first song on the new CD by Maurice Mate, Ring of Smoke, and the song is called Ring of Smoke on WAIF.
I must have lost my head a long time ago. I should have gone when I had the chance. Now I just don't know. Give me a little room, as much as I can stand. I don't know who you are, but you must know who I am. I'm the boy who spends his time chasing a ring of smoke down an alley, through a brick wall, there it goes. the doctor in and clear away the dust. Well, it's a shame when you wake up in the morning and you cough up rust. I might be hanging around with the wrong crew. One looks like a newsboy, the other looks a lot like you. Well, they asked me in and hung this chain around my throat. Introduce me kindly to a ring of smoke.
Community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or Board of Trustees. They reflect Chris and Rob's views or the views of their guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. And now, grinding sacred cows into radio hamburger, here's your hosts, the two and only Chris and Rob, starring in the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. To be on tonight's program, call now, 749-1444. Or if you're calling from outside the 275 loop, put a 513 before it and call 513-749-1444. And make sure to check out Chris and Rob on the internet at CincinnatiAtlas.com.
Oh, yeah.
And now, finally, here's Chris and Rob.
That's right. It's a sports talk edition of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris. Rob is standing by, and we have a very special show planned for you tonight. Call now at 513-749-1444 if you want to get in on this. Tonight's guests include two very prominent educated individuals. In a moment, we'll be talking to Dr. Kurt Pickett from the American Museum of Natural History in Manhattan. He's an entomologist, which is a fancy word of saying he studies bugs. We'll be talking about the cicadas. We'll be talking about spiders and wasps and bugs of all shapes, sizes, and stripes. But first, I'm going to throw the controls to Studio B, where we're going to talk to my fat, hairy co-host, Rob. And Rob is going to introduce us to the world-famous folk singer, Maurice Maté. It rhymes with paté, the Cajun way of saying partay. Take it away, Rob A.
Thanks a lot, you little troll. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF, and here broadcasting live from Studio B. I am the talented, good-looking half of Chris and Rob, Rob. And we are thrilled to death, joined today, as we are, by local legend, bon vivant, man about town, Maurice Maté. Maurice, what's the good word?
Oh, the Reds are winning.
The Reds have won tonight.
The Reds keep winning.
They're in first place. They're doing it with mirrors, but still the Reds keep winning.
Yeah, it's great. Last night was great. Tonight was great.
So you into baseball? Because I know a lot of you artsy-fartsy types aren't really into the sports too much.
Yeah, but I'm a multi-faceted individual. You know what I mean? And, I'm occasionally take in a baseball game, occasionally.
Just rarely.
In between the exhibits. You know, the openings.
In between the black turtleneck sweater wearing things.
Yeah, and the berets.
So what's the name of the new CD? Hold on, Chris is here to ask something stupid.
With you like art school folk singing musical types,
right.
Doesn't multifaceted mean like you're a swinger and stuff?
I'm a swinger.
And you'll take any kind of drug anybody will give you?
Yeah, but I don't do that anymore because I'm married.
Oh, okay.
So I'm good.
Swinging or drugs?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but so I'm good. But I do watch baseball.
Did you really adopt a zoo baby?
Yes, I did.
And what was it?
It was a little scorpion.
Is it still alive?
I don't know if it's still alive.
You adopted a scorpion?
Hey, they need love too.
What do they need, a cricket? What'd you do? You went to your backyard and grabbed a handful of crickets?
I love scorpions. You kidding? They're great. They're great.
Was it the cheapest one on the list?
It was cheap.
I would guess so.
Yeah, it was cheap.
I want your scorpion chow.
Yeah.
My gosh. Did you ever get a pet it?
I don't pet it, but my wife is on friendly terms with it.
Did you name it?
Mildred.
You named it Mildred?
Yeah.
If we went to the Cincinnati Zoo right now, there'd be a big sign that says, "This way to Maurice's
Mildred?
Pet scorpion named Mildred."
No, just Maurice's Mildred.
Okay, that's all it says, and that's enough for anybody.
Well, that's enough for me.
All right, so you're here not to talk about scorpions and other hairy creatures. We're here to talk about your new record. What's the name of this new record?
Ring of Smoke.
Are you still one of those old cats that call them records, even though they're on compact
discs? I do call them records. I occasionally call them albums.
Did you call your cassettes records?
No, I don't think I did.
You always just call those tapes?
I always call them tapes, yeah. But somehow I can't get past the whole records thing.
Cool. And how's this one different from any of the other ones if people have your other classic works like Under Whip and Chain?
It's not.
It's the exact same stuff?
It's pretty much the same. No, it's...
reinvent yourself like Madonna? She's your age.
She just reinvents herself all the time, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's standing on her head and everything.
She's doing all kinds of stuff on this tour, I hear. It's pretty much the same type of material I've done because it's my style, you know, it's my songwriting style to sort of lends itself to storytelling and that kind of thing. I suppose the difference on this particular CD is that I've been playing a lot out recently over the last year or so.
Do you sound tired on it?
No, actually, okay. it gave me a little pickup in the recording of it in the studio, because a lot of the tracks I'd sort of run through in live performances, things like that. I was comfortable with them, so it was a really fast record to record. I mean, I got the takes I wanted pretty quickly. Most of them are actually first takes.
Now, someone shows up at a Maurice Mattei show, and I can't imagine there's any music lover in Cincinnati that hasn't been to a couple Maurice Mattei shows. Mm. What's the crowd like? What kind of people hang out? What kind of people say, let's go see Maurice tonight?
What kind of crowd? Well, they tend to be bikers. They tend to be people who just got out on bail. They tend to be drunks and nymphomaniacs. But sometimes... They're just your regular Joes, you know, they usually tend to be a bit, they're not your sort of indie crowd or whatever you might want to call that.
There's not a lot of bowling shirts.
There are I don't remember any bowling shirts.
You don't get the factory shirt.
I occasionally see a bowling shirt on the bands that I open for. You know, some of the guys have bowling shirts.
That indie rock thing going on, yeah.
But I don't get much of that in my crowd. Although I find my crowd a bit nebulous, to put it like, you know, I'm not sure what exactly my crowd is, but whatever that is, I don't know.
Well, why don't you lay a little something on us and let the people decide for themselves if they want to be a part of Maurice's crowd. What are you going to play for us?
Well, since we have a fella here from Manhattan, I wrote a song on the CD about Manhattan. It's called...
Is it about the bugs in Manhattan? Because this guy's an entomologist.
Well, sort of.
Dr. Kurt Pickett is an entomologist. Is this about the bugs of Manhattan?
Well, I mean, you know, sort of. There's a fine line between bugs and people from Manhattan. So this is called Carnival Delivery.
This is Maurice Mattei on WAIF.
I
I was born in Dunham, Texas, born with rambling on my mind. When I grew up, I thought I'd move out east to see what I could find. It was hard at first, I must admit. Need lots of old Broadway. Until I hooked up with a man I'm working with today on Carnival Delivery. Was it you who ordered clown? It seems we stop here every time we're out making rounds. Tony in the Bronx, he wants to see the flying trapeze. His brother Joey can't resist a circus made of fleas. Across in Staten Island, Julie wants a trotting horse. Well, they're out of stock, my partner said. But we'll find you one, of course, on Carnival Delivery. Was it you who ordered clown? It seems we stop here every time. Oh, we're out making rounds. Palaces line Central Park in the setting sun. We make deliveries after dark. Our work is never done. The juggler goes to Eddie in Queens, remember him. He hadn't called us in a year. I wonder how he's been. Spinning plates in the wooden crates bring gaiety and mirth. It's little things I found that made the greatest show on earth, on Carnival Delivery. Was it you who ordered clown? It seems we stop here every time we're out making rounds. It's a Carnival Delivery. I nearly had to laugh. The drunk magician grabs the sword, cuts the pretty girl in half. Right in half. Right in half. In half.
Yeah. Maurice Matei on WAIF. What was the name of that tune?
Carnival Delivery.
Now, that's funny that you did that, because I love songs about clowns.
Oh, well, that's great.
They always make me sad.
Do they? Well, clowns are happy people.
But clown songs are always sad songs. Like, Sending the Clowns?
Mm-hmm. That was sad.
About death of a clown.
They make me weep
all drink to
time.
The death of
and
a clown.
And that one with, like, the dismembered lady at the end.
Yeah.
That's kind of
she comes back to life,
dark humor.
It's still sad.
Were you ever in New York? Because one of the things is being a songwriter or a storyteller is you can just, like, make up crap. Have you? I mean, so
you've actually
been in New York?
I've been to New York a few times, sure.
Okay, because I know a lot of guys, especially guys who are the singer-songwriter tribe.
Right.
Well, life hits the cross, the great, you know.
They
put all this Jack Kerouac crap in there. And they haven't been out of since then. Well, I've driven across Texas, and I've shot pool in Abilene. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but I've been
You've
to New York.
Been in New York.
I've been in New York two or three times. I don't really like New York, personally, but...
What's wrong with New York, man?
Huh?
What's wrong with New York? you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
I think it's claustrophobic. I think it's oppressive, and I think the people are just real, they're real pains in the ass. I mean, to be honest with you.
Well, the people in Cincinnati can be pretty much a pain in the ass,
well,
too.
Well, I mean, yeah, but yeah. I suppose so. And I mean, you find that anywhere, but over there, it's harder to avoid them, I think, in Manhattan. There's less elbow room.
No. Now, where are you from originally? Are you from the Queen City, the Midwest, Cincinnati?
No, I'm from Italy. I was born in Italy, and then we moved over here when I was just a little kid. I was about 5 years old and moved up to Cleveland.
So you probably go to the Olive Garden a lot then, get that authentic.
Yeah. No, I don't go to the Olive Garden too much. That's a restaurant, right?
Yeah, that's an authentic Italian, your family
restaurant. Oh, that's
restaurant.
Right, yeah. The Olive Garden. No, I you know, sometimes. Is that where they have the little clowns for the kids?
I don't know. What they have is a magical salad bowl. You eat all the salad and boom, it fills up again.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's amazing. It's just what you guys do in Italy, I would assume.
They don't really have salad in Italy at meals. I mean, it's sort of an American thing, this whole salad thing.
Really? You don't have it in Italy?
Not too many salads over there.
We're talking to Maurice Mattei on WAIF. He's a real live Italian-born troubadour.
You got it, yeah.
Now, in the tradition of the folk performer, are you anti-establishment and anti-war?
Oh, no.
Are you part
of
the anti-war movement?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because I have no problem with the war.
You're supporting the Bush administration and all of the evil things he does. What kind of folk singer is this, Rob?
He's an Italian folk singer.
I don't know about evil things.
All you Italian guys want to do is whack people, right?
That's right.
I knew we'd find a stereotype for him sooner or later.
You know, you gotta. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. You know, and now we gotta do what we gotta do. I don't have any problem with it.
There you go. Put some men on his feet and throw him in the river. That's all right.
Yeah, it's okay with me. I mean, you know.
So you got any songs about whacking people?
I have written songs about murder and death and all that.
Murder,
I'm trying to think.
Murder and death and clowns.
And clowns.
You know the song?
Sometimes all in one song.
The song that everybody always seems to love at all your shows is Under a Western Sky.
Western Sky.
That seems to bring the people to their feet, and they cheer and go goo-goo, and they scream and they go nuts.
We'll tell you what. Play that song Under a Western Sky, and then we'll do a feature track from your new record.
Excellent. Okay.
Which is called Ring of Smoke. And where can somebody get Ring of Smoke?
They can get it at Everybody's Records, the Shake It Records, and they can also get it online at www.mmattei.
How in the hell do you spell Mattei?
Mattei.
That's the Italian way of spelling it.
.com. Yeah. But I think they spell it that way at Olive Garden.
Okay, do they? Yeah, they have that. I think that's a special, the veal Mattei.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Mattei salad.
Oh, the Mattei salad. Yeah, it's bottomless. It's a bottomless Mattei salad bowl.
Yeah.
This is Maurice Mattei. Visit
mmattei.com.
See your photographs and read your lyrics and get knowledgeable on all things Maurice Mattei.
And this one's called Western Skies, as they said. Everything is blood-soaked under western skies. Everyone I look at stares back with empty eyes. My pockets are full of money, I don't even know why. All day long I'm watching cars go by. Climbing the steps and get up to the roof. Those young men must think that they're bulletproof. Don't tell me I don't want to know. True, all I want to know is life. You look good under western skies. Thought I was living right, guess I was wrong. I think I've been around here way too long. Some people stay a while and then they're gone. Me, I don't go nowhere, I just hang on. Until there's nothing.
except to trail behind someone like you. Everything's different now, but nothing's new. And I can't say that I'm surprised. I'm living under western skies. It took me too long to make up my mind. It's no good thinking I got left behind. It's my own fault, please don't waste my time. I got a lot to do, can't you see that I'm on my way out the door? I got a date with Miss Dupree over on 8th and State. I'm in a hurry now, I can't be late. But I'll be back before sunrise. Somewhere under western skies.
That's Maurice Matei with Western Skies, and that's not on the new CD.
No, it is not.
Or is it? No, that's a classic song. What's the new CD called?
Ring of Smoke.
Now, I don't want to get too personal or anything, but since you mentioned it, you're relatively hairless for an Italian guy.
I'm very hairless.
I mean, you're not hairless. You're like normally hairy, but for an Italian guy, you're relatively hairless.
Yeah, but I got a lot on my head.
Yeah, you do.
Most hairy guys kind of losing it on the top. You know what I'm saying?
So you'll keep it off your arms and keep it on top of your head?
I'd rather have it that way.
All right. So
especially off the back.
Jeez. All right, we're going to play something off the soon-to-be classic Ring of Smoke CD. Is this track 10? Does that mean 10? Do you know what track 10 is off the top of your head?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Where am I going?
Chris is going to hold it up. Track
Don't
number
be that
10
way.
Is... It's one called Don't Be That Way. It's track number 10 if you have a CD at home.
Oh, 10.
Yeah, 10.
Don't be that way. That's it.
Yeah, don't be that way. Now I'm going to hit the button and throw it back to the terrible little troll in the other room.
You call yourself a radio professional? I mean, seriously. I mean, you don't know what you're doing in there. You're hitting buttons, and you're stalling for time, and you're stuttering, and you're talking about a dude's arm hair when you actually...
You are such a douchebag, and you forgot who has control.
You think you're funny, don't you? You think you're Mr. Funny Man. All right, Mr. Funny Man. This is WAIF, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It is 10:30 at 88.3 FM. You can give us a call if you would like and talk to our guest, Maurice Matei, at 513-749-1444. And as we promised, here's a track from his new record called Don't Be That Way. Stay tuned, because in a little bit we'll be talking about bugs. Insects and bugs and creepy crawly bugs and bugs that fly and bugs that reproduce every 17 years. It's very similar to my sex life. So stay tuned for all this and more.
If I'd have heard that you've been waiting this long, I left Baltimore a few days ago. I read your note, I must have got it all wrong. Can't tell you why, 'cause I don't really know. Yeah, I admit that I was taking my time. I'm sorry, baby, what more can I say? I didn't think that it
Don't be that way. I went to Wanda's Grill for black oyster stew. I ordered seconds, had to stay there the night. It was so good, girl, I brought some for you. Now tell me, ain't your papa treating you right? But all you wanna do is break down and shout. You go and find yourself somewhere else to stay, because your mama said I'm kicking you out. And don't be that way. I had a whole lot of things in my mind, and one of them, sweetheart, was you. Why would you wanna treat me unkind? You know there's nothing I wouldn't do. It's true. My friend Belinda from the Empire Room paid for my fare and I lit out on the bus. Sat with a lady there, we left around noon. But all I did, you know, was talk about us. But how I met you on the way to the show, when you were working the Spice Cabaret. So baby, please don't tell me to go. Don't be that way. Don't be
Chris and Rob say, hang up and drive, you idiot. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF.
We're back at WAIF on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Why are you talking so weird?
I don't know. I thought it was kind of a smoky, kind of folk singery, kind of NPR kind of vibe going on.
You need attention, don't you? Are you having problems at home and you need attention, right?
You know what you're saying about Harry? Look at those arms, and then look at that forehead.
You want to see my back?
Look
you
at that
see
forehead.
My back?
No.
Well, I'll show you
no
my back.
No one wants to see your
you
back.
You can shave your initials on my back, dude.
You repulsive little troll. No one wants to see your back.
Our guest is Maurice Mathai. Maurice is a folk singer, but not in the traditional.
Mathai.
That's what I said.
Jesus.
That's what I said. Maurice Mathai is a folk singer.
Mathai.
You say tomato, all right? It's all good. He's laughing about it, right?
Is it Pat Metheny or Metheny?
Here's what I don't understand. Dude's working in the folk tradition of playing a guitar and singing, but he's a Republican, he's an Italian, and he pretends like it's not even folk music. He wants to call it an alternative Americana. But, dude, it's an acoustic guitar. It's folk music.
Did I say alternative Americana?
Something to that.
I don't remember saying that. Although I do like that it's got a ring to it.
We have a phone call for you, Maurice. Do you have the guts to talk to our listeners?
I would love to talk to the public.
Hello, Craig. You're on the air with Maurice Mathai.
Hey, Maurice. It's Craig Comer. How are you?
Craig, how are you?
I'm doing great. How's the family?
Oh, the family's doing fabulous. Yeah, how's your family?
Oh, they're getting bigger, actually.
Are they? How old are they now?
Let's see. I got four boys, four, a year and a half-year-old daughter, and my wife's 14-year-old sister lives with us.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
That's you got a party a waiting to happen, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So what have you been up to?
Nothing really, playing drums.
Playing drums. Well, I
get your emails.
Oh, you still get them?
Oh, absolutely.
I hope you don't mind those. Tonight? You know, occasionally some people send me less than flattering comments about my emails.
Craig, so you're still getting Maurice's emails?
Yes.
And is that Viagra working out for you?
No, but I did take a pill that made everything larger. Great. Thanks,
okay.
Maurice, for setting me up with that.
No problem. No problem.
Hey, are you doing any more songs tonight?
I think we have a pretty full
show. This is very casual here. Craig, do you have any questions about bugs while we're at it, Craig, while you're here?
No, not at all.
You don't have any questions about bugs?
No, I don't care about bugs.
You
but
like
anyway,
bugs.
My favorite Maurice Mathai song is 20 Foot Drop, if you're going to do another.
Oh, wow. Well,
Where's your guitar, dude? Let's go. All right, we're going to do a 20-foot drop, and then we'll say goodbye to Maurice. Can you do that one, or do you got to go in some kind of crazy Italian tuning?
Well, I haven't done that one in quite a while. I could give it a shot.
Hey, Maurice, you remember the rules?
It'll go down in flames.
You remember the rules. If you're on our show, you take all requests. That was the rule.
That's
always been our rule with every musician we've ever had on.
Musically speaking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's even a request for your own song, dude.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody calls up and wants you to hear Rocky Top, you got to do it, dude.
It's not Sunshine and Peppermint.
Rocky Top.
This is the Chris and Rob show. That's the rule. Otherwise, you never come back. So you play the request or you never come back.
Well, Rocky Top is terrible.
I didn't request that.
Go get your axe,
dude. 20-foot drop.
Go get your axe.
So coming up next, 20-foot drop by Maurice Matei. And thanks for calling, Craig.
And you got any other memories you'd like to share of Maurice?
No, he's gone.
That was a very
All right, well, thank you for calling, Craig, and I hope to see you soon. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Real quick, while dude's getting his guitar, let's say hello to the doctor. You want to?
Hello, doctor.
Dr. Kurt Pickett, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
What part of Manhattan do you work at the museum of?
The American Museum is on the Upper West Side. It's at 79th and Central Park West. It's about the middle of the island.
Is it near a subway stop?
It is. It's near the 79th Street subway. There's a 79th Street subway stop, but there's actually an 81st Street subway stop that comes right into the museum. You walk out of the subway into the museum. That's the A-train line.
And you recently got this position at the American Museum of Natural History. You used to be from Ohio and you used to do graduate work at what? Ohio State University in Columbus, right?
That's right.
I'm good, aren't I?
Yeah.
And your specialty is wasps. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about wasps and a little bit about these pesky cicadas, right?
Yeah, we can do a little bit of that.
For opening comments, before we go to the song, and I see Maurice has his axe and he's ready to go, but do you have any opening comments to stimulate and tease our audience for the next half of tonight's show?
Well, I think cicadas are fascinating, even though I don't study them. Wasps are much more fascinating, and there are wasps that kill cicadas. So that's my stimulating comment.
Wasps can be vicious, can't they? They can be more vicious than anything in the mammal or lizard family, can't they?
They're definitely the most vicious, yeah.
If there were wasps that were like the size of people and they were going around the street like hanging out with us, what is the most vicious thing a wasp could do if they were like our size and could like, you know what I'm saying? Give us the most vicious wasp story.
Well, the wasps I study eat caterpillars, and they pretty much just shred them before they chop them up into little balls and then feed them to their young. So I guess they could do that. There have been some movies about giant wasps.
Like what?
Well, there was a movie called The Wasp Woman where a woman became kind of like a wasp and she killed people. And so it was on TV, so, you know, it could be legitimate.
Did she shred them up?
Well, it was an old movie, so she just kind of had styrofoam balls glued to her head with pipe cleaners and you didn't really see what happened. But
now, does a wasp come up and just like shred you as if it had like big long fingers and would just shred you in half? Or does it like stab you on the inside and shred out?
They mostly just chop you up with mandibles.
So they take their mandibles and they just start slashing at you like a mad like Freddy Krueger, as opposed to like sticking you, stabbing you in the gizzard, and then slashing out and disemboweling you. They don't disembowel you. They just slash you in half, right?
There's no disemboweling.
That's no fun. All right, are you ready, Rob? Okay. And now we return to Maurice Matei with the song 20-Foot Drop by request from our caller, Craig. And it's all yours, my hairy friend.
Thank you so much, Chris. You're a joy and a pleasure to work with. This is WAIF. We are graced by the presence of Maurice Matei. You can visit him on the internet machine at mmatei.com.
That's Matei.
MATTEI.com. And you can order up a copy of Ring of Smoke for your very own. And hey, I understand they make wonderful Father's Day presents.
Beautiful Father's Day presents.
And 4th of July Day presents and Italian Pride Day presents. Anything else you got? Somebody would love to see a Ring of Smoke CD under the Italian Pride, I guess the Columbus Day tree.
Oh, beautiful.
It would be a beautiful present. Get a Ring of Smoke CD.
That's very touching.
The request line is 749-1444. It is now closed, but Craig got in early enough to request this little ditty. And this is an original, right?
Yes, it is.
Because last time I saw you, you covered a Kinks tune, and it wasn't one of the ones that that a lot of people really know. It was one of those from his kind of vaudevillian flashback days called Alcohol, which is just a fantastic, great song by the Kinks from the Muswell Hillbilly days. And now you're going to do one of your own. It's called 20-foot drop?
Well, I'm going to try to go through.
You can just do like a Rolling Stone and just turn it into, you know, 20-foot drop whenever you get to the big screaming part.
Okay, well, here's some of it anyway.
Miss Jenny taught me how to read and write. We used to stay up talking half the night. She told me of troubles with roguish men in a town called Kilkenny. A wicked tale of a trip she took out on the Matabar Sea. It was her and her compadre, Benny Devonhart, immersed with a wandering kind. Weighed each word and played their part, their motives ill-defined. Quite unaware of the price he'd pay, he unrolled and asked to stay. From the hangman's knot to the street below, it's a 20-foot drop with 6 to go. I was only a boy, but I remember well all the details of the stories Miss Jenny would tell. Leading their victims and casualties through the alleys of St. Talis Square. Well-versed in crimes of every degree, they would gather the treasures there. By the sword and the knife, my mistress recalled, they'd hold each new client at bay. They'd meet after hours in Dorchester Hall, dividing the spoils of the day. On a wall by the bed, the rapiers were hung, beside martinets, the lash and the gun. From the hangman's knot to the street below, it's a 20-foot drop with 6 to go. By the hangman's knot.
That was a great song, dude.
Well, that's not the whole thing. It's an abbreviated version.
Man, good request, Craig. That was a fantastic song. It's called 20-Foot Drop.
Yes, it is.
Now, you know, even the guys who absolutely hate you and love to punch you in the face, They all agree that you have a really cool guitar. Tell us a little bit about this guitar you got here.
Okay, well, I am not much of a guitar expert here, but a friend of mine is, and he found this. He actually had one himself, and he found another one, and... It's a Martin. I think it's from the 40s. I don't know what number, et cetera, it is. But he actually got me this one and a Guild, which is, the Guild is a little bit more, but it's a mahogany guitar. This is the guitar I usually, this is what I recorded Ring of Smoke with and what I usually play out with.
Such a great sounding guitar.
Oh, it sounds, it's a very nice guitar. The thing I didn't like about the newer Martins is that they tend to be a little bit too soft. They're a little bit for me, they don't have, the strings don't have enough punch to them, attack to them. And this one seems to have, it seems to have that sort of, you know, toughness to it that I like, you know. So, yeah, I love this guitar.
It's, cool. And again, the new CD is called Ring of Smoke, and you can get it at, where can you get it? Everybody's
Shake It. Everybody's and Shake It Phil's. Records, and of course on my website, which everybody knows. It's
Matei.com. We are going to talk about cicadas and waspers and caterpillars and and all kinds of great things. We'll talk about ants, maybe. We'll talk about grasshoppers. And we'll talk about dung beetles and those beetles that blast stuff out, the stink beetles. But first, we're going to listen to track number 5, which is something about Richmond.
Welcome to Richmond Park Downs.
Richmond Park Downs. Where's Richmond Park Downs?
I have no idea. That one I didn't make up.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Let's go to Richmond Park Downs now with Maurice Matei on WAIF. Thanks a lot, Maurice.
Sure.
It's been such a long time, it's hard to believe that you're here. But please come inside, you look a bit tired, my dear. I haven't had time to keep up with the news. Last I heard, weren't you eastward bound? Come on in, have a seat. Welcome to Richmond Park Down. I lost your connection somewhere down the line way back when. And I never thought you'd ever come by here again. You had lots of plans, many places to go, with your friends out in old New York town. That's the high life I hear. Welcome to Richmond Park Down. I wish I could tell you that things here had changed. There's not much in Richmond that's new. And where I'm concerned, the routine's the same. How different things must be for you. Must tell me all of the things that you've done and you've seen. Was the world that you found the same as the one in your dream? This may not be the time, I suppose that you're right. I'm just glad that you came back around. Get some rest while you're here. Welcome to Richmond Park Down.
You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And like we were saying earlier, tonight we are going to be talking, starting now, with a world-famous entomologist from the American Museum of Natural History, Dr. Kurt Pickett. How you doing, Kurt?
Pretty good.
Should I call you Dr. Pickett or Kurt?
You can call me Kurt.
We're going to take your calls if anyone has any questions about bugs. Now, this can range from like a heavy-duty scientific question about cicadas, or you can even call and say, hey, I got this bug in my basement. What is it? And Kurt will be happy to help you out. Give us a call here at 513-749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF, and we have a theme song for Kurt, because Kurt's specialty is wasps. You know how every scientist has a specialty. Maybe you're an astronomer, but your specialty is Jupiter, the planet. Well, he's an entomologist, but his specialty is wasps. Wasp Man by The Who. You ever hear that?
But I could tell it was The Who.
It's the world's...
They kind of all
sing. They're singing now. It's the world's most simple guitar riff. Well, we got the Wasp Man here. Kurt Pickett, how did you get introduced? How did you get interested in wasps and bugs and entomology in the first place? I mean, when you were a kid, did you fry a lot of fireflies?
No, I was never really. A lot of entomologists, when you ask them, they say they were in 4-H and they were really interested in insects. I wasn't one of those guys. When I was in college, I was in biology. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I was in biology, and I became interested in social behavior. And all my professors told me that if you want to study social behavior, you should study wasps.
See, all my professors told me if I wanted to study social behavior, I should go to the bars.
Well, you may be human social behavior or antisocial behavior. But so that's why I started studying wasps. It wasn't really because of an affection for wasps. It was just because it was a good group to study to understand social behavior. But now I like wasps a lot.
Oh, then they're mean and they're vicious, too.
They're not particularly nice.
No.
It's true.
But you weren't particularly like into insects when you were a kid.
I wasn't, not at all.
You didn't make ant farms or anything like that.
I really didn't.
Where'd you do undergrad at?
LSU.
Louisiana?
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Are you Cajun?
My father is, so I guess I'm half Cajun.
Aye. You like to eat crawdads?
I can confirm that Mate is the Cajun pronunciation for partay.
Oh, it is?
It is,
partay.
In fact.
Hey, we got a lot to cover.
If you need help, what? Hang up. And
all right, Jim, you're in charge of the phones. Don't send me the phone again unless we got a caller there. Paul had called in. Paul wanted to go on. You're still welcome to call, Paul. So here you are. Now you got your doctorate in entomology, and you wind up at the American Museum of Natural History in Manhattan, where they have no bugs because of the pollution.
That's true.
What do you do at the Museum of Natural History in Manhattan?
What I'm doing right now, part of my research is studying the evolutionary relationships of some paper wasps that live all over the world. It's a group called Polistes. Everyone has these on their houses. They make the small little paper nests. But we don't know what their relationships are to each other, so I've been studying that. Part of my research also deals with the computational aspects of how we build evolutionary trees. And so I study some mathematical aspects of evolutionary studies and also some empirical aspects. That's what I do.
Okay. We'll try Paul on the phone again, and then when we come back from Paul, we'll talk a little bit about the cicadas.
Cool.
Hello, Paul. You're on the air.
Hi, perfect timing. I just pulled into my place in Ken Weird. Perfect timing. That way I don't have to hear myself. Good evening, gentlemen. I called in once a couple weeks ago. We were talking about George Bush and all that. But anyway, about wasps. I have one thing to say about wasps. I'm 31 years of age. I'm fascinated with insects. I mean, I've been stung before, but I've never, ever been stung by a wasp, and they are my biggest fear factor of all time. You want to put me in a room with wasps glued to the wall? I would be terrified.
Well, the best way to overcome your fear is...
I've never been stung by a wasp, and they're my most fearful thing of all time, wasps.
Kurt, what would happen if a wasp stung you? Like the meanest, most vicious wasp, even though he's kind of small compared to us, he comes up, he stings you in the cheekbone. What happens?
That would hurt. Cheekbone, I think, would hurt a lot. I mean, I've been stung by lots of different kinds of wasps, and some of the ones that we have here actually have pretty mild stings compared to some of the ones I've been stung by in Brazil, let's say, which really, really are much larger wasps anyway, so they inject more venom, but they're also, they just really react a lot differently than the wasps we have here, to me, but everyone reacts differently to them, but... I think you should try to get stung by a wasp so you can overcome your fear.
Well, that brings us to a good... Who would win a fight between a killer bee and a wasp?
I see those legs that hang down, and I know they're not really aggressive insects, but I see those hanging legs, them, and I'm just like, I would hate to be stung by that.
Dude, get a tennis racket and whap him out of the air like I do.
I mean, they're not aggressive unless, you know, for example, you attack their nest, but, I mean, those stingers are... adapted to defense against mammals, and their venom is adapted to destroy mammal tissue. They are designed to do that. So I don't think that they're not, you know, aggressive. If they're being attacked, they will be aggressive. But
for the most part, as far as wasps in our region here in the Ohio Valley go, most wasps aren't going to come up and sting you out of the blue, unless you do something to agitate them first. Is that correct?
Probably not. Yeah, exactly. That's true.
So what are you so afraid of, Paul?
I guess I'm not really afraid, but I guess overall I'm not afraid of many things, bears, sharks, whatever, but insects. I'm not even afraid of scorpions, but the wasp, which is a gentle flying insect with those hanging legs, fears me to be stung by. I don't ever want to be stung by a hornet.
Hey, Paul, the good doctor's making a funny face when you said he was gentle.
Exactly. I mean, it's not really I'm afraid. I just have lived 31 years without being stung by a wasp or a hornet, and I just want to try to avoid it.
Well,
good luck, dude.
Sounds like you're doing a good job.
Hey,
so.
Guys, thanks a lot. Thanks for the time. Love you guys. Chris and Mike. John Kerry, I don't think is going to take the vote. He might even be nominated, but get Bush out. Freedom of speech.
Yeah, rock and roll, Paul.
Rock and roll. Right, indie rock and guitar rock. He's got to play tonight.
Rolling shirts.
Sounded very good, man. Cool. He's got a night tonight. Thank you.
All right, later. He brings up a good point, Dr. Kurt. What is the difference, if any, between a wasp and a hornet?
What we call hornets are members of a different subfamily. They're all members of the family Vespidae, and there's a subfamily.
That's where Vespa scooter comes from.
Vespa is the Latin word for wasp.
I knew that.
That's right. And there's a genus of wasp called Vespa, and those are hornets. And there's another genus called Vespula, and those are the yellow jackets. And then there's some other wasps in the subfamily Polistini, which are just, we call them paper wasps.
What are those big yellow and black things that look like bumblebees, but they don't really sting you, they just chew holes in your wood?
Those are carpenter bees. They're in the genus Xylocopa.
They're easy to hit with a tennis racket, too. But they don't sting you, do they?
They would. They would. The females would if you grabbed them.
It's funny you mentioned that, because just a couple weeks ago, I got a couple of those in my backyard. And, in fact, there's a little wooden shelf in the backyard for plants. You put a plant holder on. And there's a big old hole the size of a nickel in it. And I don't know, is that yellow jacket in there, or is his eggs in there, or what?
The bees, they dig holes, dig little caverns in there. You can watch them actually pulling the wood out. And then
there's wood shavings all over the porch.
Right, right. And then they lay eggs in there and provision them with pollen, and then they seal off the cells and then lay another egg and provision it with pollen.
Well, can you fill in that thing there, like with the foam spray or something?
Sure, you could, yeah.
Good.
The funny thing was, for about 3 or 4 weeks straight, that yellow jacket, or that whatever you call it, carpenter bee, would hover. Because that shelf was almost on the second floor. He would just hover there.
Is that Italian?
Yeah, hover.
In America, we say hover.
You know, this guy was hovering. Okay. He would just hover there for the longest time. I mean, all day, all night long. He would hover. I would think his wings would get tired.
You know what he's waiting for? He's waiting for you to hit him with a tennis racket.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's waiting on.
Was he just like protecting his space?
Right. It was probably a female, and there are parasites that go and attack their brood, so they guard their nests. A lot of bees do this. A lot of cavity-dwelling bees do that. So parasites can come in and damage their young, so they guard.
Our guest is Dr. Kurt Pickett from the American Museum of Natural History in Manhattan, and if you would like to call in and talk to us about bugs, wasps, bumblebees, cicadas, African killer bees, or any other insect, and that's not a spider, because a spider's
not.
Praying mantises are fine. Give us a call. The phone number here is 513-749-1444. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. And Dr. Kurt, now here's the hard-hitting questions that people have all been wanting to know. Do you know the deal with this wasp that, like, lays its eggs on a spider, and then when the babies come out, they eat the spider?
Yeah. Actually, I published a paper on some of those wasps.
What are they called?
They're in a family called Sphecidae. And they're actually close relatives of bees. There are some other wasps that attack spiders that are not Sphecids, but most of them are in the family Sphecidae, and that's exactly what they do. They capture wasps and they paralyze them.
They capture a spider. The wasp captures a spider.
Right. Sorry, I misspoke. They capture spiders and they paralyze the spider, and then they lay an egg on the spider, and the larva eats the spider alive.
And the spider just, like, walks around eating flies like he thinks he's always doing. But in the meantime, somebody's scarfing on him.
Well, actually, most of the time, they paralyze these spiders, and then they put them in a nest of some kind, usually a nest built of mud. A lot of times you hear of, around here, they refer to them as mud daubers a lot of times. So they don't do much walking around after they get stung, usually.
Wow. So that's, like, the grossest thing in the history of the world.
Yeah, I mean, the micro world is pretty gruesome. I mean, if we had to endure the kind of dangers that, you know, insects have to endure, it would be pretty bad for us. So.
And there are more insects than there are, like, mammals and reptiles and all that other stuff put together.
Yeah, 80%.